Good afternoon, everybody. I got a shaila from a Talmud of mine who asked me whether he's a tall guy and he likes to stretch on a daily basis. It gives him makes him more limber and comfortable. So he wanted to know if he's allowed to do physical stretches on Shabbos. So I realized we never did a Temin HaLacha on exercise on Shabbos in general. Exercise comes in many different forms. There's physical therapy, stretching, aerobic workouts, massages, walking for exercise, running for exercise. So what is the HaLacha about doing all of these things on Shabbos? So I came across an article written by my friend Rabbi David Sukenik in the journal Verapo Yerape, and most of the Mar Mekomos I'm going to quote are from there. So the source is a Mishnah Masech Shabbos Tavkuf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us Sachin Umemashmashin Avalo Misamlin Velo Misgarin. Keyword is Misamlin. Whatever that is, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So apparently we're allowed to Sachin, we're allowed to anoint our bodies with oil, and Umemashmashin, you can lightly rub your muscles, but you should not be misamel nor miskarerin, nor scrape the body. Now, what is misamel and why is it usser? There are two basic shitos in Rishonim. Rashi writes in Dibra Maskel Avalomis Amlin, and in Dibra Maskel Velomis Garden, that it means to rub with force. It means like a very forceful kind of massage, and that's the way Tosi Yantav understands Rashi. And it's a violation, Rashi writes in Dibra Maskel Velomis Garden, of Uvdu Dechol. What's the problem with giving a very forceful massage? That it seems like a weekday activity, that it's a violation of Uvdu Dechol, which is a concept we've spoken about recently. So Rashi seems to be talking about a massage, not exercise. Rabbeinu Chananel, however, in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayinam Beis Dibra Maskel Aval, writes that to fold one's limbs to the point where your body becomes warm and you sweat, that's what misamlin means. That sounds a lot more like physical therapy. And he says the reason that it's asur is not because of uvd d'chol, but mishum refuah b'shabbos, which itself, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Gimlam Beis says, is only asur mishum shchika samanin, that why are you not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos? Because we're afraid that you're going to come to grind up the medications. The Rambam in the 21st paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Chav Ches says very similar to the Rabbeinu Chananel, that misamlin means dorchim al aguf bekoach ad sheyisayef viyazia, that he also emphasizes this idea that you get exhausted and you sweat, or you walk a lot or run a lot ad sheyisayef viyazia, to the point that you're exhausted and you're sweating. So that sounds a lot more like exercise, not like a massage, and that's asr mishum refua, not mishum of the dechol. The Shilta Gibarim in Shabbos Samach Beis Amud Beis B'dapei Arif Os Beis says that the difference between the Rambam and Rashi is whether heavy exercise that don't cause you to sweat will be asr. Rashi would say that it's asr, and the Rambam would say that it's mutter. L'chora, if you have if there were such a thing as heavy exercise that doesn't cause you to sweat, then you'd have such a nafkamina. Or if you have a light exercise that does cause you to sweat, right? That would also be enough to be between Rashi and the Rambam, and the opinions would be reversed. Now, let's analyze these opinions. Now, it would seem that enough gemina between these opinions, like we just said, would be if you do a heavy massage, but it doesn't cause you to sweat, right? Rashi would say that that's asur because it's a heavy massage, and Rashi never mentioned anything about sweating. The Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel would say that it's mutter because it's not about a massage, it's about doing exercise. The problem is that there's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. On the one hand, in Simen Shin Chav Zayin Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that a heavy massage is usser, which seems to assume like Shitas Rashi. Yet, the very same Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Mem Beis, says that usser lidroch al aguf bekoach kidei sheyis ayef viyaziyah, which sounds a lot more like Rabbeinu Chananel, that you're not allowed to exhaust the body to the point where it sweats. So what are we to make of this stira in Shulchan Aruch? How we resolve this stira in Shulchan Aruch is going to have significant nafkaminas lahalacha. So the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Chav Ches and Dibra Maschel Kedei in on Sif Mem Beis says that we should paskin like the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, that it's only usher if you sweat, because the Magid Mishnah in the 21st paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos paskins like the Shitas HaRambam. So you could ignore where the Shulchan Aruch in one place sounds like he's saying like Rashi. No, the Halacha is straight like the Rambam. On the other hand, the Tehillah LeDavid in Shin Chav Ches Os Ayin says that no, Shulchan Aruch quotes both, because you're supposed to paskin like the chumras of both, either because that's what the Shulchan Aruch meant by taking both sides, or because Rashi and the Rambam only disagree in how to interpret the Mishnah, but they don't disagree in in halacha. It could be that they agree to each other in terms of halacha, in terms of what the Rama might say. Rashi, you're right that a heavy massage is asur. It's just not what the Mishnah means. And Rashi might say, Rambam, you're right that aerobic exercise that makes you sweat is asur. It's just not what the Mishnah means. So the Teal of David says we have to pass on like the chumras of both. So it turns out that according to the Bir Halacha, a massage would be totally mutter. Whereas according to the Teal of David, a massage would be asur. The Ketzos HaShulchan, Kuflam Ches Yud, and the Sri De'esh, and Chelik Beis Simon Lamed, and Rav Freim Greenblatt, and Rivvel Sefraim Chelik Aleph, Sim Reish Chav Beis Os Aleph, all say that it's asur to get a heavy massage. However, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in Or Letzion Chelik Beis Os Simon Lamed Vav Os Yud Aleph allows for a lighter type of massage. So Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Ches Paskins that you shouldn't make yourself sweat because it's an Issa Refua. So now let's analyze that a little bit. The Taz over there in Simkan Chav Ches says, I don't understand. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Gimel and Beis tells us, why is it that you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos? Gezeira mishum shchika sammanim. You're going to say, oh, I could achieve this same therapy pharmaceutically, and therefore I'm going to prepare the pharmaceuticals that will allow me to achieve this same result. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that you could do therapies that cannot be achieved pharmaceutically. So why is exercising asur? Can you achieve what you achieve with exercise by taking a pill? So the Taz answers that maybe there's a chashash that, yeah, that there's some sort of pill that can cause you to sweat the same way that that exercise will cause you to sweat, and that's why it's asur. Rabbi Bodner in his Sefer and Hilchos Shabbos points out that we don't really have any medications that induce sweat, but for whatever reason, poskim still asur exercise on Shabbos. I remember when I was a kid in camp, I remember one of my counselors in camp telling me that his father, who was a Rav, permitted him to do push-ups and sit-ups on Shabbos, because he said he does sit-ups and push-ups every single day. It was his daily routine. What was that based on? Is that just wrong? So possibly, but it's based on Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger in Sefer HaChaim, Simshin Chav Ches Os Lamed Zayin, says that any regiment of medicine can be continued on Shabbos. Because if you know in advance that you're going to need that medicine on Shabbos, there's no chashash that under pressure, you're going to do shchika sammanim, you're going to prepare medication on Shabbos. So anytime it's a daily regimen that you do, then it's not going to be included in the gezeira mishum shchika sammanim. So maybe that's what was behind that heter that fellow had. Shulchan Aruch Simshin Aleph, Sif Aleph, also says that if you run around for fun, not for health, you just enjoy running around, so then you could do so on Shabbos. It's like young people sometimes enjoy running around. However, the Taz says if you do it to improve your appetite and you don't really enjoy the running, then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So I'm not sure exactly how to be magdir this. Like, what about people who exercise for health, but they love it? Some people, they just love exercising. So it seems that the running the Shulchan Aruch is describing is when you're running because it's fun. Not that you're running for exercise, but you happen to enjoy it. It's the primary motivation of the running is that it's fun. Certainly, running to avoid the rain, let's say, or the snow, or to rush to shul, or something like that, that would be permissible. That's clearly not being done for health reasons, and that l'chora would be permissible. So what types of exercise are forbidden? So let's go through the different types of exercise. So as we just said, when it comes to running, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're running just for fun or just to avoid something, that's mutter. Mishnah Berurah and Shin Aleph Sifkat Zayin, based on the Tosefta, the 17th paragraph of Shabbos, says that jogging is asur under normal circumstances, and even taking a power walk might be asur, if you're doing it in a way that's clearly for exercise. You stop taking a stroll and you do try to get your, you don't have your Fitbit on Shabbos, but it tells you during the week that you have to get your 5 miles of walking or whatever, but you enjoy taking a Shabbos stroll also, and it happens to accomplish getting your 5 miles of walking, so that's fine as well. What about aerobic exercise? So the Melamed Lahoil in Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Gimel was asked about an exercise that they used to do in schools, and he said it's fundamentally problematic, but if not doing it, apparently the schools are open Shabbos, I don't know, if not doing it will raise issues of anti-Semitism, and the intention is not really for health, then it's mutter. In Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Vav, Simen Dalid, he was asked about using like home gym equipment, and he said that it's asur based on both the Rambam and Rashi, and it's also a violation of the Ramban's understanding of Shabbason, that Shabbos should be Shabbastik, so you shouldn't be using like your home gym equipment, your weights or whatever it is that you have at home. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, in Perek Lamed Daled Oschav Gimel, he asks physical therapy unless the person is a chola, but light hand exercises he allows. Now, what are the Tzadim LaHakel on physical therapy? So, first of all, it's not something that the results can be achieved through pharmaceuticals. And again, that's when the Isser is only on account of refuah. So, if there's no type of pill that can achieve the same results, so there's a big tam to be makel. Second of all, it typically doesn't involve sweating when you're doing physical therapy, and we might paskin like the Rambam that that as long as you're not sweating, it's okay. Maybe we don't paskin like Rashi that misamlin is a problem even absent sweat. After all, the Bir Halacha said that we paskin straight like the Rambam, not like the Tehillah LeDavid, that we're machmir for both. Also, almost by definition, somebody requiring physical therapy is a chola shein bo sakana. Meaning, chola shein bo sakana, Rav Schachter often likes to say, and he prints this in Bikvei Atzon, Rav Schachter writes that somebody who can't function normally is a chola shein bo sakana. If he's not going about his day in a normal way, that's the definition of a chola shein bo sakana. Mutal mishkav doesn't mean that he actually has to be in bed. It just means that he's not functioning in a normal way. So someone who requires physical therapy, they had an accident, a stroke, or something like that, and they need physical therapy, by definition, they're a chol hashem b'sakana. There's no iser of medicine for a chol hashem b'sakana. There's also a tzad ha'achmir, though. Rabbi Sukenik points out that in Magen Avraham, Shin Chav Ches, Sivkan Mem Tes, he says, based on a Rambam and a Smag, that a person's not allowed to drink something that causes diarrhea on Shabbos, even though it's therapeutic, because it's painful, and you're supposed to have onat Shabbos, you're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. So don't do those therapies that are going to cause you aggravation and pain. So likewise, physical therapy can be really hard work and can be very uncomfortable for people, meaning a good physical therapist knows how to push the person to really achieve the desired results. So as you stretch the injured limb to its limits, that's very uncomfortable, and that can ruin a person's onek Shabbos. So that's a tzad lahachmir as far as physical therapy. Usually, physical therapy does not need to be done 7 days a week. So you're gonna have to take a day off anyway. So you would take Shabbos off. What about occupational therapy? Occupational therapy are more fine motor skills kinds of things. So Tzitz Eliezer and Chelik Vav Simandalados test is makel on occupational therapy because it doesn't make you sweat. It's like squeezing a stress ball or like one of those, to strengthen your hand muscles or things like that. And he has other halacha considerations also. Pashtus is, of course, it's mutter, meaning it doesn't fit any definition. The Rambam said that that exercise is aser if you are jumping around and sweating and really putting a lot of pressure on your body. And Rashi says it's a heavy massage. Doing light hand exercises, occupational therapy kind of exercises are not at all, they just don't seem to meet the criteria. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva about speech therapy in Chelik Yud Bey, Simon Mem Hei. And he's makel that you could do speech therapy. Why? Because he says he's a chol hashem b'sakana, because if he's not able to talk normally, he's not functioning properly. And it's a gezerah mishum shchika samanim, but you don't have a gezerah when you can't achieve it through medicine. What you achieve through speech therapy, you can't achieve by taking a pill. And Rav Chaim Noah held that a limb that's not functioning properly has a din of sakana sever. So if you're not able to talk properly, your mouth is not functioning properly, so it's like sakana sever. And there's no sweating, and it's part of your daily routine. And there's a kol sofer that holds that any refuah that will not have an immediate impact and will only be noticeable over time is mutter to do on Shabbos. I think when you just take a step back, you don't need all these details. Speech therapy is it doesn't fit the words ein misamlin. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to be misamel. So whichever rishon you want to go with, misamel means that you're doing something that is taxing, whether it be a heavy massage or whether it be a taxing form of exercise. That's not speech therapy. It's just you don't need to get into the weeds and get into the details of why it isn't. It's just we call it therapy, but it's not exercise. So it doesn't seem to be at all what the Mishnah refers to. So going back to the fellow who likes to stretch each and every day. So l'chora, if he's stretching in a way that's light stretching that doesn't cause him to sweat, l'chora that would be mutter to do, especially if it's a daily thing that he does all the time and it makes him feel good and he feels more. more loose after he stretches a little bit. But I would not be so comfortable with the kula that we mentioned before of a person who does sit-ups and push-ups every single day, because that's something that does make you sweat. And pashtus is, even though a daily regimen of medicine were makel on, that's a big need to be makel on that. If a person has medication that has to be taken for 10 days straight, and skipping a dosage is going to be harmful to the person, so then we're makel, then Shmir Shabbos is makel on that. But the person, nothing's going to happen to the person if he skips push-ups and sit-ups for Shabbos. L'chari, he could take a day off from doing that kind of exercise on Shabbos. Okay, everyone stay warm and safe, and have a great day.